Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my good friend, Matt.
Hey, friends.
Matt, do you know what time it is?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's 3 o'clock, Julie. Why? Do you have somewhere else to be?
No, not that kind of time. I mean, do you know what time of the year it is?
It's fall or winter, or actually, I'm not really sure.
Ah, Matt, I mean, it's Christmas time, only the most wonderful time of the whole year.
Oh, well, I guess I knew that. Why didn't you just say so? I love this time of year so much. The decorations, the songs, and my favorite jokes.
Jokes?
Yes. Christmas jokes are the best.
What?
Like, what do snowmen eat for breakfast? Snowflakes. But sometimes it's so hard to wait for Christmas.
Oh, I know what you mean. In our family, we have an advent calendar to help us count down the days until Christmas.
Oh, us too. It also helps us remember that Christmas is not about presents, although those are awesome, but about Jesus' birth. Speaking of advent, we want to hear from you. What do you think the word Advent means? And what do you look forward to at Christmas?
Getting presents.
Getting new toys.
Getting a skateboard from a present.
My favorite part is that I got to meet Santa Claus.
Getting new toys. Yesterday was my birthday.
My favorite part was about Christmas and I gave my friend a Christmas present and he gave me a Christmas present.
I don't have anything.
Putting a tree up.
Jesus. Spending time playing with my family.
Telling stories about the Bible.
The part where you celebrate with your family and everybody just laughs.
The Christmas cookies.
The Christmas presents.
Christmas cookies.
Christmas tree.
Going to Ike in Colorado.
Getting to be in choir.
Advent is versus
a city.
I think it is kind of like something that you do, like to help somebody.
A number countdown.
Learning about God.
You pull a sentence out of a number every day, and then you do something fun what it says.
It's about the love of God that we humans have sinned against, but it's about Jesus and that he came to earth as a baby, and so I just think that it's about him coming to Earth.
Oh, those were all such great answers. The word Advent means coming. At this special time of the year, we get to celebrate Jesus coming to earth as a baby. And at the end of Advent, we celebrate Christmas, Jesus's birthday.
Listeners, you are so excited for so many wonderful Christmas activities. I hope you make some great memories. Julie, what are you most excited for this Christmas or Advent season?
Well, Matt, I think I'm most excited to buy gifts for all of my family. I love giving someone something I know they will treasure. What about you?
I am most excited to pick out and decorate a Christmas tree. I love having a real tree in my home. The smell, the twinkle of the lights at night, and of course, unwrapping all the ornaments my family has collected over the years and finding just the right branch to hang them on.
Oh, that sounds so great, Matt. Well, while we excitedly and patiently wait for that day, we're going to take three God's Big Story episodes to learn from the Bible what happened around the time Jesus was born.
In order to do that, we have to go all the way back to the beginning.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we learn that God made everything, and everything He made was good. There was no sin or sadness or sickness or death. God created Adam and Eve, and they had hearts that loved and trusted Jesus.
That's right. And God placed Adam and Eve in a garden called Eden. Eden was beautiful and full of good things like animals and yummy food. But do you know what the best thing about the garden was? Adam and Eve got to be with God. They got to walk with God and talk with God and see God face to face. Oh, there is nothing better than getting to be with God.
God gave Adam and Eve everything they needed in the garden. He gave them every tree in the garden to eat from, except for one. God is so generous. God also gave Adam and Eve one rule. He told Adam and Eve they should not eat the fruit from the one tree. God knew that if they ate the fruit, that they would be separated from God and they would die. God's rule would keep Adam and Eve safe and help them have the happiest lives possible.
One day, a beautiful snake came into the garden and spoke to Eve. The snake lied to Eve. He told Eve that if she ate the fruit from the one tree, she would not die, but instead, she would be just like God. What a terrible lie!
Sadly, Eve believed the snake instead of believing God. Let's get an even closer look at the story by reading what happened next from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 6. I'll give you a moment to find it. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 says, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eye, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate."
As soon as Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the fruit, sin entered into the world and everything in God's good world broke. Now there was sickness and death and sadness and bad things. When Adam and Eve sinned, their hearts became sick with sin.
Adam and Eve knew they had done something terrible, so they tried to hide from God, crouch down and pretend to hide. Can we hide from God? No. God knows everything and sees everything. God came looking for Adam and Eve in the garden. God had told Adam and Eve what would happen if they ate the fruit, that they would die, and they would be separated from God. There is nothing worse than being separated from God.
God sent Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. But before he sent them out, he made them a promise. It was a very important promise. God promised Adam and Eve that one day he would send a savior to rescue God's people from their sin. That savior would fix everything that sin had broken, and that savior would defeat the snake that had lied to Adam and Eve. Do you know who that savior was? Jesus, that's right. On the count of three, let's say Jesus together. One, two, three,
Jesus. Some days, God's people waited for the Savior patiently. And some days, they waited with tears and frustration. And some days, they wondered if God had forgotten his promise. But God continued to whisper his promise to send Jesus over and over again throughout the Bible. And one day, when no one was expecting it, Jesus came. God kept his promise to send a Savior to save us from sin. When we love and trust Jesus, God takes the heart that is sick with sin out of us and gives us a new heart that loves and trusts him.
So from now until Christmas, we get to remember how God kept his promise to send Jesus. And we get to celebrate that Jesus came to save sinners. On the count of three, say, Jesus came to save sinners. One, two, three.
Jesus came to save sinners.
This Advent season, let's memorize two verses that talk about Jesus's birth. Remembering God's word helps us know, love, trust, and obey him all the more.
We've chosen verses from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Luke 2, 10 through 11 says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world. Now we know that's a lot of words. Sometimes when you're memorizing God's word, it actually helps to put it to song. Let's try it. Here we go.
And the angels said together,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10 through 11. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10 through 11. 10 through 11.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about Adam, Eve, or God's promise to send a Savior, you can turn to Genesis chapter 3 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye. Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, BIG STORY.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.